The Drama of the Week is a download from the BBC.
The Wainwrights by Tom Wainwright.
Crouch Bottom, where the sun always shines.
Except when it's raining.
Where the ale is real.
Look at the head on that.
And the cakes are moist.
That is lovely.
Where everyone's family.
You're like a brother to me, Frank.
I am your brother, Ken.
It's England like it used to be.
Before the intranet and all that catch-up TV nonsense.
It's home and hearth. It's the Wainwrights.
Hello, love, how are you?
Hello, love, how are you?
Well, Ethel's only gone and gone and sprained her ankle again. Jim says it's fine, but she'll need to rest up for a few days, which means yours truly will have to step in, which means you'll have to hold the fort here while I get knee-deep in flour and eggs and goodness knows what. Never mind that. Guess what I made for your tea?
Cheddar surprise.
Cheddar... How do you know that?
Because that's what we always have.
Now, lay the table and I'll warm some plates.
I'm not hungry, love.
You've been working all day.
No, I haven't. I didn't go up the farm.
What?
I haven't been up there all week.
Why not?
Jack can run it with her hands behind her back.
It's your farm.
I can't do it, Sal. I just can't do it no more.
Can't do what no more?
Any of this. I just feel like... You know when you go to the zoo and you see a lion, and at first you're like, cool, look at that, it's a lion. And... Then after a while you notice it's just pacing around its enclosure in exactly the same pattern, on repeat, over and over again.
Barry, you are not a lion.
Nothing ever changes. I can't remember it ever being different from what is now. Take that radio, Sal. I mean, when did you last change the station?
I like Radio Rural.
Listen to the man, Sal. He's talking about bunting.
That's as may be.
Bunting.
Why are you shouting at me?
I'm hardly shouting.
Why don't you just calm down and have some lovely cheddar surprise?
I don't want any cheddar surprise. And love, why do you call it that? It's a cheese bake.
It's your favourite.
No, it's not.
You'll love it.
Sal, I just say that because I don't want to hurt your feelings.
Well, you haven't done a very good job of that now, have you?
No.
You're a cruel man, Barry Wainwright.
Where are you going?
I'm going to play cribbage at Beryl's. And if I were you, Barry, I wouldn't bother waiting up!
Oh, well done, Barry. You can shut up for starters.
Ow!
What the bleed nader was that?
Tomorrow evening on The Wainwrights, Jack takes a stand.
We're going to work. I'm fed up with you feeling sorry for yourself.
And offers Barry some sage advice.
You should hear yourself, Barry.
And our hero has a terrible realization.
It's happening, just like he said he would.
Next on Radio Salamander, Soft Rock at 6.
Hey, that sounded like me. And Jack. Wainwrights.
Morning, Sal.
Oh, Jack, it's so good to see you. Thanks for coming round.
Everything all right, Sal?
No, love, it ain't. It's Barry. He's queer as black butter at the moment.
We haven't been at the farm all week.
He's not himself, I tell you. Babbling like a fruitcake late, and he's not nice with it neither.
Fruitcake?
Keeps going on about how he's not in control of his own life, how it's all planned out for him and he's just going through the emotions or what have you.
That is queer.
I can't take much more of this, Jack. I really can't.
Let me have a word.
Thanks, Jack. He's upstairs. Boom!
Oh, God!
What are you still doing in bed, Barry Wainwright? It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Shush.
Don't you shush me. I've been working your farm all week. Where the hell are you... What are you doing with that radio?
Listening to it. Or maybe it's the other way around, I don't know.
What?
Come here. Now, this involves you too, Jack. I heard us, both of us, last night.
What on earth are you talking about? Look, you need to get a grip. That's what you need to do. Get up. We're going to work. I'm fed up of you feeling sorry for yourself.
What did you just say?
Move it.
No, Jack, really, what you just said. It was on the radio last night.
Up. Oh. Come on. Out. See? That's better, isn't it? Day's work out in the sun always blows away them cobwebs. Hello? Barry, what are you staring at?
Them sparrows there, in the bush. They just go round and round. Flappy flap, chirpy chirp.
That's what they do?
Always have, always will. I'm a sparrow.
You should hear yourself, Barry.
I should hear myself. Oh, my God. That's what it said you'd say.
What said I'd say?
The radio.
Barry?
It's happening, just like you said it would. There, I've just done it again.
Eh?
Oh!
Barry, where are you going? Barry!
Sal! Sal! Listen to this, come on!
I'm still waiting for an apology.
Don't worry about that. Come listen to this. Honestly, it'll blow your mind.
I do not want to listen to the radio, Barry.
Sal!
The interesting thing about Gingham is that you never wore the intramanette and all that catch-up TV nonsense. It's home and half. It's the Wainwrights.
Oh, God!
What are you still doing in bed, Barry Wainwright?
Jack.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Shush, it's you. Shush me. I've been working your farm. It's you who's doing this. What on earth are you playing at?
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Excuse me?
You think it's funny? Make a grown man think he's going soft in the head.
What?
I turn it on and all I hear is you, Jack. You and me. Now, there's only one person who could have got close enough to record all of that, and that's you. You, Jack.
I don't understand a word you've just said.
Hand it over, come on.
Hand what over? What are you on about?
Your microphones, your mini disc players, your graphic equalizers and the like.
I don't know what you're talking about. Barry! Get off me!
Give it to me!
Oh, you want some of this, do you?
Ow!
You want some of that?
Ow! Stop!
I ain't even started!
Enough!
I really didn't think you were the kind, Barry.
What? No, Jack! No, you got the wrong end of the stick.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Jack, wait! I thought you were recording me and putting me on the radio.
How would I do that? Why would I do that?
I don't know. You're not, are you?
No!
Then who is?
Love?
There's your things. What happened to your face?
It's a long story.
Well, I ain't interested. I've had a long chat with Beryl and Margaret, and we all agree that it's better if you move out for a little while.
Oh, have you now?
Till you get your head together.
Look, if it's about the Cheddar Surprise...
I can't remember a time when you weren't all doom and gloom.
Sal?
There's me thinking, oh, we'll snap out of it. It's a change in
Sal,
seasons.
Sal, I am so sorry to do this, but I really need to listen to the radio.
What?
Let me pass.
No chance.
Sal, this is really important.
I'll tell you what's important. Being nice to people, that's important. Not being nasty when there's no call for nothing nasty. That's important too.
Yeah, okay, Sal.
Don't okay, Sal, me. I'm talking.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but if I don't listen to that radio...
I'll tell you something else what's important.
For God's sake, woman, will you please shut up? Sal, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I just really need to listen to the radio.
Fine. You do what you have to. But I never want to see you again.
Sal, wait. Listen to it with me. It'll all make sense, I promise.
Oh, it all makes sense. Don't you worry.
Sal, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I just really need to listen to the radio.
Fine.
I know.
You do what you have to.
That means...
But I never want to see you again.
That Sal, means wait. They've been listen in here.
It'll all make sense.
In my house.
It all makes sense.
Laying their cables. Heighten their microphones and antennas.
Tomorrow evening on The Wainwrights.
This is madness, Barry. You'll be ruined.
Well, you're ruined anyway. Now leave me alone.
Things go from bad to worse for Barry.
You want to play with old Barry Wainwright, do you? Hey, go for your life. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But you brought my missus into this.
And that was a big mistake. I'm gonna find you. If I have to rip up every floorboard in my house, I'm gonna find you. And when I do, I'm gonna...
£20,000 for the parsnips he's destroying right there.
Trashed his house last night, I heard.
How long's he been out there? Why aren't any of you stopping him?
His life to ruin.
Oh, you're pathetic! Barry!
Save your breath, Jack!
Oh, what are you doing?
What does it look like?
Okay, why?
Well, you wouldn't believe me, even if I told you.
This is madness, Barry. You'll be ruined!
I'm ruined anyway. Now leave me alone! That's what I'm supposed to say, isn't it? Isn't it? You tell me!
Or being or listening, all invisible one! You tell me!
Yeah, come on. What happens tomorrow?
Tomorrow evening on the Wainwright...
Funny,
the Crouch Bottom Elders call an emergency meeting at the village hall to decide what to do about Barry.
Raise your hand if you want to lock Barry Wainwright up and throw away the key.
Yeah!
We'll see about that.
Jack! Jack, let me in! I need to talk to you!
Stay away from me, Barry. You're nothing but trouble.
Please, Jack. I've got nowhere else I can go. Please.
5 minutes. Go on then. What is it?
Jack, I have reason to believe that... I can't believe I'm saying this. That tomorrow I'm going to be locked up in a loony bin.
I don't think they call it that anymore.
The funny farm, the madhouse, whatever. They're going to put me in a padded cell and say that I'm a nutter.
Well, good.
Jack, listen to me. Tomorrow, the elders are calling an emergency meeting at the village hall to discuss whether or not to throw me in the madhouse.
How do you know this meeting?
I heard it. On the radio.
You and your radio.
Just trust me, you'll see, Jack. I need you to be there. I need all the friends I can get right now.
We're friends?
I hope so.
Look, Barry, even if I wanted to, which I don't, you know that I couldn't. Those meetings of the elders are only for the oldest and wisest in Crouch Bottom.
Bang him up, dinner. I second that.
I third that.
I agree.
No. As head of the parish council of Crouch Bottom, it has come to my attention, it has come to all of our attentions, that Barry Wainwright seems to believe he is the star of his own radio show. Plainly, he's lost his mind. And so, it is for his own safety that I propose we hand Barry over to the relevant authorities.
Oh, good idea.
I'd like a show of hands.
All right. Bang him up.
Good evening, everyone.
Idiot.
Who are you calling an idiot?
Jack, you're not allowed here.
Okay, I'll handle this. Barry, you're out of line, mate, creeping up like that.
What was I supposed to do, Bob? You didn't invite me.
He's not going to, like, I don't know, like, do something all mad in that, is he?
Oh. I don't know. Barry, are you?
Let me address the meeting.
Out of the question.
Oh, come on, who wants to hear my side of the story?
No one, see?
Well, I do.
So do I.
I wouldn't mind hearing it.
Might as well, eh?
Fine. Far be it from me to stand in the way of the village's wishes. Keep it snappy.
Now look, I know to the outside eye it may look like I lost me marbles. But the easiest thing is if I just show you. Jack, what time is it?
It's coming up to 1:45.
Good. Jack, will you plug this here into the PA?
He's got his radio.
You're listening to Radio Rural. Next, Grant Pricklehurst examines the stamp collections of retired fairies. I've come to West Buttockshire.
Recognise this?
It's Radio Rural. My Bethel loves her Radio Rural.
Everybody loves Radio Rural. When's the last time you changed the station? Has anybody ever changed the station?
Why would you? Ain't no better than Radio Rural.
It's lush.
Well, that's what I did 3 days ago. And that's what I'm going to do now.
Crouch Bottom, where the sun always shines.
Frank, that's you. Van Stout.
How's he done that?
Yeah, it's a trick. He's playing silly buggers.
Now listen, just listen.
It's England like it used to be. Before the internet and all that catch-up TV nonsense. It's home and hearth. It's the Wainwrights.
Jack!
Barry Wainwright. What exactly is this supposed to prove?
Now, what we're listening to took place this last night. We're about to hear something from this afternoon. And just before the end, my guess is you'll hear the meeting we're having now in the village hall. Every day it's the same. It's like the last 24 hours is packed into 15 minutes and goes out on the airwaves as some sort of radio show at 2:15. Every day.
Do you honestly expect any of us to believe this?
Bob, all you've got to do is listen.
Yeah, well, I ain't listening to this. I got Cheddar Surprise waiting for me at home.
So have I.
Look, case in point, put your hand up if you're having Cheddar Surprise for your tea tonight. Right, so that's everyone. Don't that strike you as a bit weird?
Oh, I love Cheddar Surprise.
So do I. It's the best.
All right, put your hand up if you had the same tea last night and the night before that and every night for as long as you can remember. So that's everyone. Again. And has it never occurred to none of you that it might be a little odd that we're all called Wainwright?
Why all the questions?
Because we never asked none of them. Never!
Yeah, well, I knows what I knows and I don'ts what I don'ts, and that's good enough for me so long as I'm a Wainwright.
Yeah, well, it ain't good enough for me, Bob Wainwright. I want to know what the bloody hell's going on.
Yeah, well, I've heard just about enough of all this.
What are you afraid of, Bob? All I'm asking is that you listen.
I ain't afraid of nothing, you nutter.
Then give the mouthpiece a rest and let your ears do some work.
I demand a vote this instant.
Barry, I think it's time to leave.
Wait.
As head of Crouch Bottom Parish Council...
Barry, you have to leave now.
They're about to vote.
Can't you see the way this is going? Come on, Barry.
So, raise your hand if you want to lock Barry Wainwright up and throw away the key.
That's not a vote.
Right, get it.
Let's go.
Oh, don't worry. We're going.
They got away.
Good riddance, I say.
Yeah, good riddance, I say.
No, that's what I say.
What do I say?
What do I care?
Shut up, all of you. Listen to this.
Recognize this? Radio Rural. Everybody loves Radio Rural.
I don't believe it. He was telling the truth all along.
It's us.
Barry?
Get Bob. He's got to listen to this.
Here, Bob! Get your ears round this! Bob!
Are you talking to me?
Bob? Bob? What's happened to your voice?
Bob, what's happened to your face?
Tomorrow evening on The Wainwrights.
It said we come here in search of the truth, and the truth is that we're on the radio.
Jack and Barry head to Yeovil in search of the truth.
Yeovil, Jack. We've got to go to Yeovil.
Yeah, I got that. The only thing I don't understand is everything else.
Slow down.
You need to do some explaining fast.
I know as much as you, Jack.
Which is what?
Nothing.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Look, I wish I knew more, Jack. I really do.
Oh, so do I. Let me get this right. We're on the radio.
It would seem that way.
How does that work?
Oh, that's what I'm trying to find out. That's why I jumped you. It's why I tore up my...
You know we can never go back. You do know that, don't you?
I have to go back. I need my Sal. I need to make things right.
Well, you can. Get used to it.
I will not. I've lost everything, Jack. I don't give a damn about Crouch Bottom. It can drown in its own slurry pit for all I care. But Sal... I ain't been right to her, Jack. That's my swan right there, and I done treated her like a manky old pigeon.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. You didn't need to get caught up in all this.
Well, I am now, so just... Look at it. Trees, the people. And I'd heard about it, but I never thought I'd see it.
Never been out of Crouch Bottom, have you?
Never. Yeah.
You see, this is it, Jack. I try and think back past 6 months ago, and all I got is mush, nothing there.
Well, you can't remember.
No. I mean, it's like, well, I can remember all sorts, and what I remember keeps shifting about, like ball bearings on a dish on a sea lion's nose. What I remember one minute ain't the same as what I remember the next after that. I mean, like, Sal, I know I love her. I can feel her here like I got a fork stabbed in my heart or something. But I can't remember never meeting her or when we was young.
That's sad.
It is, isn't it? Like, when do you learn to drive? Who taught you?
Well, I...
Yeah?
I see what you mean.
Ball bearings.
Ball bearings?
Sea lion.
Dish.
Yeovil! Look, it's this turn in here.
What do we do now?
Now, let's think. It said we come here in search of the truth, and the truth is that we're on the radio.
I still ain't got my head round that.
No, me neither. But if that's the case, and we've been sent here, then my guess is that this radio station, Radio Salamander, what's putting this thing out, is somewhere here in Yeovil. Otherwise, why would we come here in the first place?
But we chose to come here. We weren't sent by anyone.
Weren't we?
Well, no, because we... But we... Oh, yeah, that's our... Oh, God.
Starting to get your head round it now.
Salamander!
Bastards!
No, Barry, Radio Salamander, here on the right. Is that it? Don't look like much.
You know what I feel like, Jackie?
Going in there and kicking ass.
You know them medieval kings what would have had like a sparrow stuffed in a guinea fowl, stuffed in a pheasant, stuffed in a chicken, stuffed in a goose, stuffed in a turkey, stuffed in a swan?
Yeah.
I feel like the sparrow.
But a sparrow with a score to settle.
Abso-bloody-lutely.
You started broadcasting a long-running radio drama on my radio station. You didn't think to let me know. Well, congratulations, you're fired.
I'll clear my...
Sit down. In addition, this said radio drama involves a... What did you call it?
Innovative narrative paradox.
Otherwise known as utter shite, in which... Sorry, I still can't get my head around it.
The characters discover they're in a radio show and go in search of their author.
What sort of an idea is that? It's nonsense.
Well, actually, it's quite a well-trodden path. Pirandello, Stoppard, Kurt Vonnegut...
Shut up! I've spent all day fielding calls from confused pensioners wondering what's going on in The Wainwrights. The Wainwrights?
That's what it's called.
Colin, this is Radio Salamander. People don't want innovative narrative paradox. They want Michael Bublé. What do they want?
Can I help you? Is there a reason why you're driving your mud-splattered 4x4 onto my forecourt and are sitting here revving your engine in a mildly threatening manner? Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to drive right into my...
Jesus! I've got to drive right into my...
Oh.
What do you want with us?
Please, please, don't hurt me.
What do you want?
Barry, I can explain.
Sue, it's you. You two know each other?
Not really.
Colin, start making sense. Who is this guy? I'm Barry. Barry Wainwright. And this is Jack.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Sorry, did you say Wainwright?
Yes, I did.
Oh, get out. Get out of here.
Not until we get some answers.
Fine. I'll go.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, please. I'm very frightened.
Okay. No one's gonna hurt you. What's your name, love?
Richard. Dave Richard.
Okay, Dave, you just relax.
I'm relaxed. So, you all know each other?
Don't know him.
I've never seen him before in me life.
Colin, explain.
I don't know where to start.
The beginning. Start at the beginning, boy.
Okay. Well, I am... About 6 months ago, I started to receive these MP4s. They just turned up unannounced in my inbox.
You had an empty floor turn up in your box? What are you on about?
It's an electronic music file.
Yeah, and I'm the Pope's sister. You keep talking in riddles, and I'll pickle your gizzards.
And on each of these files were a week's worth of episodes of a rural soap drama called The Wainwrights. The episodes were all very short about a community of people, all called Wainwright, who live in a village called Crouch Bottom. I listened to one.
Jesus. Only you, Colin, could make something like this sound boring. Who sent them to you, these files?
I don't know. They were sent anonymously, like spam.
Spam? Yeah, don't worry yourself, dear.
I started putting them out on air because, well, they were of reasonable quality and we didn't have any dramas.
You're the bloke on the radio.
Excuse me?
The bloke what says what's happening tomorrow.
Oh, the trails. Yes, that's me. Do you like them? Tomorrow on The Wainwrights.
Oh, I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, Colin, I'm going to hurt you if you don't clear this mess up immediately.
I don't think we can clear up the mess. I think we are the mess.
What?
We've become part of the story.
So what are we all supposed to do now?
Well, maybe we don't need to do anything.
Well, you might not need to, but we do. We can't stay here.
Well, then go home. Go away and we'll all pretend none of this ever happened.
Have you been listening to the Wainwrights?
Of course I haven't. I've been busy doing absolutely anything else.
Oh, you're rubbish. You don't even know what's going on in your own backyard.
I beg your pardon.
I said you... Barry, what are you doing?
Jack, come here. You, Colin, what's this?
Oh, that's an email. It's like a letter, but actually let's not
inside
do this.
Inside a computer?
Essentially, yes. This was the last email I received from whoever sent us the Wainwrights.
And what's that? At the top of the screen,
The URL bar. It's like everything in the universe is unique in some way, has its own molecular fingerprint.
Or like a snowflake.
Right.
Or a fingerprint.
Sure. Well, everything that's in the internet has its own unique fingerprint too, and that goes up here. If you scroll along, look, it goes on for miles.
Is this really the time for an IT lesson?
It says Crouch Bottom.
Where?
Just there.
Keep going.
Just numbers. Robert 972400 YFHKK Wainwright. 70. Robert Wainwright. That's Bob.
Bob?
Of course. It was him that called the emergency meeting to get me locked up. And it was him who couldn't wait and would have lynched me there and then if Jack here hadn't saved me bacon. It's Bob. It's bloody Bob.
You know this guy?
Oh, I know him, all right. Everybody, have a wee. We're getting in the car.
And pray, who is Bob?
Oh, he's head of Crouch Bottom Parish Council.
How quaint.
It's always been Bob. I don't remember him ever being voted in.
He wasn't.
What would you know, Colin?
Everything.
Eh?
Well, I've been listening to you for the past 6 months. Bloody English weather! It's a really nice day 5 minutes ago.
This isn't English weather. This is Bob.
Mm. Bob?
He knows we're coming. He's throwing everything at us. The weather, and now look, all this traffic.
Bob, this is just great. Oh, it's bumper to bumper, right the way past the next junction.
Bob's doing all this?
You think it's a coincidence?
I've had enough of this.
Jack.
Hold on, everyone.
You can't do this! You're driving the wrong way down the motorway!
Fun, innit?
I'm gonna get out! Did you hear
Let me out!
I'm not getting out!
Good for you, Colin!
Colin, this is not the time for misplaced camaraderie!
We're here for a reason!
Eh?
We've all got our part to play. Barry's the prophet, Jack's the Trojan, I'm the brains, it's beautiful!
What am I?
You're the romantic interest, Dave!
This is Crouch Bottom.
Where is everyone?
The post office. Gone. The pub. It's not there anymore. Margaret's hair and beauty salon. Oh, Margaret.
There's nothing left. What did he do here?
It's like someone's picked up the old Crouch Bottom, put in a wizard, and tipped it out, hug and mug her all over the gaff.
Bob, I take it.
If he's laid a finger on my Sal, I'll murder him.
Barry.
Now he knows we're here. Isn't that right, Bob? You know we're here! Why don't you come and show yourself?
Look, there's Frank. Oi, Frank!
What are you doing here? Get out while you still can!
Frank! Where is everyone? Where's Sal?
They've taken shelter in the church. They're what's left.
It's a cabal. Yakas in a fasta.
Dear God.
Bob?
That's Bob, a 10-foot-tall dragon.
He didn't used to look like that.
Help me! Help
me! No. Oh, that thing's really bloody fire!
Frank!
Hello, Barry. We've been expecting you.
What did you do to Frank?
I burned him alive, Barry!
Let's tool up. Right. I got a pickaxe, lump hammer, a crowbar, a chainsaw. Who wants the chainsaw?
I don't think weapons are gonna work here, Jack.
Colin, I'm a Trojan, right? That's what you said, innit? What am I supposed to do if it ain't tool up and kick some ass? Colin, what are you doing? That's a fire-breathing monster you're heading towards there!
Thank you, Jack. Your work here is done.
Hey, what's that supposed to mean?
Greetings, sire.
At ease, Bob. At ease.
Colin?
Bob, what happened here?
Forgive me, sire. I got a bit carried away.
I said scare the living hell out of them, not raise the place to the ground.
I am sorry, sire.
Never mind. I'm thinking we put the castle over here, south-facing.
Excellent choice, sire.
Colin, what's going on? How come you're talking to Bob like your own friends or something?
Me?
Oh, God.
Yeah?
It was you, Colin. The old time, it was you.
Correct, Amando.
Colin? But the fingerprints, the spam, the snowflakes.
Complete and utter nonsense. I made it all up. I've been creating the whole thing from the start. Of course I have. You're nothing, Barry. You're just a little bit of nothing I squeezed out of my mind. But I needed you to lead me here. How else was I going to find a place that doesn't actually exist? I needed a pathfinder, Barry. A prophet. I needed you. So I had you turn on the radio and with a little help from our Trojan Jack here, come and get me. And you did a marvellous job.
I'll kill you!
Other way round, Jack. Other way round.
But we...
are now surplus to requirements. See, the trick was to make you think at every stage of your little journey that everything you were doing was your idea, your discovery. Wrong! It was mine!
No!
Yes? Your will has been about as free as a sparrow stuffed in a guinea fowl, stuffed in a pheasant.
That was you?
Yeah. Nice, isn't it?
Oh.
Poetic. And all the ball-bearing stuff. I'm actually really proud of that.
I don't believe it.
I didn't think it'd work either. But then you crashed through the window in your 4x4 and look at us now. It's beautiful. My own private kingdom where I am lord of everything and nobody even knows we're here. So I wouldn't bother crying for help.
Harry! Harry!
Oh!
Sal, get back inside the church with the others. It ain't safe out here.
Ah, Sally, I've been waiting for this moment. And here you are in all your dumpy middle-aged glory. Perfection. I'm going to need you like sticky bread dough, my dear. Bob, bring her hand.
As you wish, sire.
Get off me! Get your hands off me! Get off me! You still don't get it, do you, Barry? She's not your wife. She's my deepest, dirtiest fantasy made real. Oh, yeah. I'm going to enjoy this.
Jack, give me that chainsaw.
Oh, this is getting tiresome. In fact, what am I doing? Let's turn that chainsaw into a kitten. And you, Bob?
Sire.
Let's just make you disappear. You're annoying me, and that voice, it's silly.
Sire, please, no.
Goodbye. And as for you, Dave?
No, cut it down. We've had our differences. Please, no. No, please, cut it down.
Seems appropriate. Now then, Sally, voulez-vous coucher avec moi tonight?
Barry!
I'm coming!
You see that, Barry? That is a crack in the earth between the two of us that I just made happen just by thinking about it. Why don't you just give up and perhaps I'll spare you? You could be my jester or something.
Barry, you have to do something.
What can I do? This is hopeless.
Get off me, you filthy brute.
Oh, yes. Fight back, I like that.
Hang on.
What? What is it?
Barry, I think I've got it.
Got what?
He's making it up as he goes along. Huh? Barry, this hadn't been pre-planned. This is happening now.
And?
Everything what's happened up to now is what Colin's created.
And?
But this is now. It's a clean slate. If he can make it up off of you, so can you make it your story, not his.
How on earth do I do that?
Well, you need to tell him.
What? Tell him what?
Tell him you don't believe him.
What?
Look him right in the eye and tell him you don't believe a word he's saying.
Well, is that it? Is that all you've got?
Oh, just do it.
I don't believe you.
Well, like you mean it, Bar.
Oi, Colin, I don't believe you.
Come on, Barry. Think of the sea lion. Think of the ball bearings. Think of when you first met Sal.
Yes. Yes, I can remember. Yes. I can remember. Crouch Bottom Village Fete, 1989. She won second prize in the Victoria Sponge Contest. And she gave me the first slice. Jack, I can remember.
Now stick it to the boy where the sun don't shine.
I don't believe you, Colin.
Excuse me.
I don't believe in you.
Oh, don't you? Well, that's interesting.
You're bluffing. It ain't me that don't exist, it's you.
Oh, that's a good one.
You've bitten off a bit more than you can chew, boy. And now it's getting stuck in your throat like a blockage.
Okay, you're actually starting to get a bit annoying.
All right, so make me disappear. Turn me into a cabbage or whatever.
Fine. Oh.
See? You can do it, because I don't believe a word you're saying.
Yes, I can. I just can't be bothered.
You don't exist.
Oh, I don't exist.
You're an imposter. Now, that weren't in your little script, was it?
Listen, you jumped up little...
No, you listen to me. Whatever you think you started, we're going to finish. Me, Jack, and Dave.
Where's that music coming from?
It's coming from me, Colin. It's coming from the love I have in my heart.
Yes, Barry! The ground's coming back up!
The love that I have for my best friend, Jack, for my new friend, Dave. It's coming from the love that I have for my Sal, the most gorgeous woman this side of the Avon.
Barry!
But above all of that, it's coming from the love that I have in my soul for my village, my people, my home, Crouch Bottom.
Yes, Barry! Oh, the pub's putting itself back together. Margaret's salon. And my house, yes!
It's not your Crouch Bottom, it's mine.
Not anymore, it ain't.
Shut up! I created this. I created you. And now I'm going to make you fizzle out like a sparkler. Alakazam! Alakazam!
Did he really just say Alakazam?
It's not me that's fizzling out, Colin, it's you!
It's working, Barry. Look, he's got smoke coming out of his ears.
It's you!
Yeah, Barry! His leg's on fire!
It's you!
Oh, there goes the other one!
Stop it! Stop it!
Finish him, Barry!
It's you!
Barry! Oh, Barry! Barry, you too!
Oh, Sam, my love! I love you so much!
I love you too, my darling!
I'm so sorry I didn't treat you right.
Oh, shut up and kiss me, you fool!
People at Crouch Bottom, it's safe to come out! Oh. That nutter's gone and he ain't never coming back!
Are you sure?
I'm as sure as eggs is eggs! Now come out of that there church!
Oh, Barry, Barry! We're sorry we ever doubted you, Barry.
We thought you were mental, but you weren't.
How can we ever make it up to you?
Please! You don't need to make nothing up to me. I love you all so much. Oh.
Barry Wainwright, the head of the parish council!
Hey! Barry! No. Crouch Bottom don't need no head of no parish councils. From now on, we're all the head of Crouch Bottom Parish Council. Oh, Dave. Sorry, mate. I nearly forgot you there. And so it came to be that Dave was returned to his good old self.
Thank you.
And was granted safe passage back to Yeovil.
Actually, would it be okay if I stayed?
Hey?
I just wanted to have a word with Jack.
Oh, did you now?
You know what you were saying about a romantic interest.
Oh, did I say something?
Yeah.
Dave stayed in Crouch Bottom and made an honest woman of Jack, knowing that if he ever did anything to hurt her, Barry Wainwright would batter him like a fish. And finally, it came to pass that Barry renounced all power and lived amongst his friends as an equal, where the future was unknown, where people were free to make of their lives whatever they so well wished, where no one felt like they were living in a zoo. And in the morning, the big events of the past 3 days would seem as if a dream, so daft, so unlikely that they would never mention it to a soul. But before they went to bed, they all hit the boozer and got completely and utterly battered.
Lover.
Morning, gorgeous.
Would you like sweet tea and a buttered crumpet?
I want you to get your backside back into bed. That's what I want.
What's gotten into you, Barry Wainwright?
What can I say? I guess I got my appetite back.
Yes, you did, you big, hungry horse, you. I had some awful queer dreams last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was like, it was... Oh, no, it was so daft, it don't bear repeating.
Oh, well. What are you doing?
Thought I'd have the radio on.
Why don't we not, love?
In The Wainwrights by Tom Wainwright,
Barry Wainwright was played by Joe Hall.
Jack Wainwright by Alex Tregear.
Colin, Adam Gillen.
Sal Wainwright, Carolyn Pickles.
And Dave Rickshaw by Michael Burtonshaw.
Bob Wainwright was Sean Murray.
Frank Wainwright, John Norton.
Stan Wainwright, David Seddon.
And Bill Wainwright was Arthur Hughes.
The director was Sasha Yevtushenko.
If you'd like to receive our newsletter with full details of the week's radio dramas, just search for BBC Radio Drama Newsletter.